Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is not dead, but he is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Our text for this Easter morning is from our gospel reading in John chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. You know, no matter how hot or cold or busy or empty, this week is still not the strangest Holy Week ever. The strangest Holy Week ever was the one that we commemorate. God became man and submitted himself to the injustice of Pilate's sentence in order to make himself a sacrifice for the sins of the world and appease his Father's wrath. There has never been anything so strange, so unnatural as that. Jesus, who was innocent, was declared guilty in our place, and it pleased the Father. The Son was forsaken by the Father in order to suffer our punishment, an empty hell of all of its accusations, even though we were his enemies and betrayers. We were his enemies, so it makes sense that we would rejoice at that defeat and humiliation. But we rejoice as his children, because this is how he loved us and turned us and won us. God, who is immortal, died, and the dead now live. Of course, the sun would not shine. The earth shook, and the dead rose as if it was the last day. It was a confusing time, as chaos, sin, and death were being undone by that death. Life itself was being reborn in that horror on the cross, creation remade. The most powerful being in the cosmos, the one being outside of the cosmos, the one who is and who is holy, became the weakest thing in all the cosmos. What we currently endure was not that strange. That, Jesus being lifted up from the earth as the whole burnt offering, the peace offering, the scapegoat, the atonement, that was strange. As strange as that was, the Sunday immediately following, the day when Jesus rose from the dead, that wasn't strange. The disciples and maybe the guards were surprised, but that was because of their fear. The priests knew the score. There was no shock when the guards made the report. It wasn't strange at all. It wasn't strange simply because it had been foretold. But it wasn't strange because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They aren't dead. Whoever believes in him never dies. Abraham lives. Isaac lives. They rejoice to see this day, because every day is now the eighth day, the eternal day of God's grace, the living day. Christ is risen.
He
is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. He was made a little lower than the angels, but now is crowned with glory and honor. It was strange that he ruled from a cross with a crown of thorns and prayed for us. But now he takes his rightful place at his Father's side. He reclaims his dominion over the works of his Father. He no longer denies himself, for he has perfected all things by his sacrifice. There is one change, though. Now, our God is a man. He is still a little lower than the angels. He is crowned with glory and honor as a man, in his body and soul, alive out of the grave. He is risen.
He is
risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. He did not rise as a ghost. He did not shed his humanity. He has forever united himself to the flesh taken from Saint Mary and now rules forever as David's mortal son, who died but who is immortal, the lamb who was slain but who lives. He is the gate destroyer. He tore down the gate that locked us in hell and removed the guards. He tore the temple veil and revealed his mercy to us. He dismissed the cherubim with the fiery swords and rolled back the giant pearls that sealed heaven off from us. Hell cannot hold us in. Its gates are destroyed. Heaven has no desire to keep us out. Its gates are destroyed. We take all of this on faith. We aren't yet in the place of glory. What we will be has not fully been shown to us yet. We believe it. We hope in it. We wait on it. In many ways, we are like the women on their way to the tomb. We know quite a bit about disappointment, injustice, and tragedy. We have lost loved ones. We have lost our sense of security and well-being. There is danger all around us, but there is something in us, some bit of God's word and promise that tells us death is not final. It is not the end. It is not even the worst possible thing to be avoided at all costs. We do not know who will roll away the stone, but we bring our spices anyway. We bring them because we want to do something. We know the stone will be rolled away. We know that Jesus lives. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. You were a little slow on that one, but that's okay. His promises are not fantasies or myths or Facebook rumors purporting from experts. His promises are real and trustworthy. We know the stone will be rolled away. Modern Jews celebrating the Passover say next year in Jerusalem. Lots of us have expressed similar sentiments about Easter. So let's do it big. But for my part, I'd be quite content to skip that intermediary step and go right to the end. I can hug my grandchildren in heaven better and for longer than we can ever do it on earth. Jesus himself or one of the apostles can preach far better than me, and though it's hard to imagine, they even have better musicians and singers up in heaven. So let's just go straight there. Make haste, O Lord. Get us out of here. Bring us home. End this era of pestilence and war. End this sorrow and temptations. End this living death. Save us from the devil, the world, and especially from ourselves. Fulfill your word for us. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. In the name of Jesus, amen.